Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Fernando Espinosa, E-S-P-I-N-O-S-A. It is my understanding that Fernando Espinosa alleged he was injured at work on about 9/10/21. Pre-treatment records show on that date he was seen by physician assistant Kloby, K-L-O-B-Y, complaining of right elbow pain for 3 weeks, but there was no inciting event, no known inciting event. Period. He was diagnosed with lateral epicondylitis of the right elbow and was instructed to apply ice and remain out of work for the next few days. Period. He followed up in this group, period, on 10/1/21, a corticosteroid injection was given, period. On 10/22/21, he related 50% improvement when he received a second prolotherapy injection, which contained concentrated saline, period. He continued to see Mr. Kirby, co-signed by Dr. Kripsak, K-R-I-P-S-A-K, period, on 11/9/21. Mr. Kloby wrote, Mr. Espinosa was under his care for a repetitive work injury to the right elbow. His initial evaluation was on 9/10/11. Pretty was scheduled for another follow-up visit on 11/12/21. Pretty did return on 11/12/21, continuing to improve. Period. The patient also wanted to clarify past documentation. Appeared on his initial visit, it was noted his pain was present for 3 weeks, but in actuality, it was 3 days. Period. It was reported to his employer, who reported it to the workers' compensation insurance company. Period. He was then referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph on 11/18/21. Mr. Espinosa was seen orthopedically by Dr. Montgomery. Period. He related about 2 months ago, he was working as a lasher and lifting a 50-pound lashing bars, at which point he felt an acute episode of pain over the lateral aspect of his right elbow. Period. He was referred to an outside doctor who then referred him to his primary care provider for further evaluation. Period. He then was seen. Scratch that. He received a corticosteroid injection followed by 2 prolotherapy injections under ultrasound guidance, the last one of which was 1 week ago. Period. According to his prior office notes, however, he did not have a cortisone injection. Period. Dr. Montgomery diagnosed acute right elbow lateral epicondylitis with a clear work-related mechanism of injury. Period. At that juncture, he discussed treatment options and was referred for additional therapy. Period. It was thought he might likely benefit from a cortisone or PRP injection before pursuing same. Pretty also was prescribed celecoxib. Period. He scratched that. New paragraph. MRI of the elbow was done on 1/22/22. showing no acute findings, compared to a mild chronic findings in terms of minimal low-grade partial thickness undersurface tear of the common extensor tendon adjacent to the epicondyle origin consistent with known lateral epicondylitis. Period. Mr. Espinosa was also seen on 2-8-22 by another orthopedist named Dr. Liu, L-U, period. He rendered a diagnosis of right elbow lateral epicondylitis, period. They discussed treatment options, including various injections. Period. He wanted to try additional non-operative treatment before considering surgical management. Period. He was then going to return to further discuss a platelet-rich plasma injection. Period. Should his symptoms fail to improve, they may further discuss surgical arthroscopy of the right elbow with debridement of the lateral epicondyle. Period. He was cleared to return to work in a modified fashion. Period. Additional physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. The claimant continued to see Mr. Klobe through June 7, 2022, by which time he completed therapy and work hardening. Period. He was to continue home rehabilitation exercises and wear his elbow brace when returning to work in 2 weeks. Period. His annual physical also needed to be scheduled. Period. Exam found no gross deformity, swelling, or discoloration. Period. He had full range of motion with no longer focal tenderness to the common extensor tendon region or pain on resisted wrist extension. Period. He had some pain with grip strength, but it continues to improve. Period. New paragraph on June 2, 2022. He was seen again by Dr. Montgomery. Period. He felt 80% improved, but felt unready to return to work due to his persistent soreness following repeated lifting of weights. Period. The MRI had demonstrated mild tendinosis without acute injury. Period. Clinical exam found no evidence of trauma or soft tissue injury. There was subtle discomfort with palpation over the origin of the extensor tendons at the lateral epicondyle. But there was no significant increased discomfort with resisted wrist extension. But he had no tenderness over the posterior interosseous nerve or medial epicondyle or posteriorly over the olecranon. But he had full elbow extension and flexion to approximately 140 degrees. But this did not elicit pain or mechanical locking. But he had no pain with resisted wrist flexion, and strength was 5/5. Period. He demonstrated full pain-free motion of the wrist and small joints of the hand. Period. His impression was lateral epicondylitis without an obvious tear. Period. His present symptoms were consistent with his work-related mechanism of a minor subacute injury about 8 months ago. Period. He recommended that Mr. Espinosa return to work in a full-duty capacity at that time. Period. If he was unable to do so due to persistent pain or complications, he suggested a functional capacity evaluation to delineate permanent work restrictions. Period. No further injections or medical treatment was indicated at that time. Period. Of note, the patient indicated that he, quote, did not want to rush back, end quote, to work as to avoid further exacerbation of his injury. Period. Extensive time was taken to review the appropriate timelines for his condition and it's certainly reasonable that he returned to work at this time, given the nature of his injury and imaging findings. But overall, he deemed the claimant had reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph, findings and conclusions. Fernando Espinoza alleges to have injured his right elbow at work on 9/10/21, period, when seen that day by Dr. Kripsak and his physician assistant. The claimant related his symptoms had been present for 3 weeks with no inciting event. Period, he was diagnosed with lateral epicondylitis. Period, further evaluation. Period, at a certain point, he asserted his symptoms had actually been present for only 3 days, and there was a distinct mechanism of injury with a lasher bar. Period. Mr. Espinoza participated in physical therapy. Period. New paragraph, he had a right elbow MRI on 122-22 to be inserted. Period. He had evaluations with a handful of orthopedic specialists. Period. On 6/2/22, Dr. Montgomery found him to be markedly improved and cleared him to return to work full duty. Period. On this visit, Mr. Espinoza again expressed an unwillingness to return to work. Period. New paragraph, I'll rate this case using the 6th edition for a diagnosis of acute lateral epicondylitis. Period. This left him with a very good clinical exam and high functional status. Period. The MRI was consistent with mild pathology. Period. End.